mercy, and peace be to you, from God the Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So far throughout this Advent season, we've heard about the coming branch and the coming priest. And tonight, as we reflect on our reading from Zephaniah, we will also hear about the coming joy, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So now, it happened a few days ago while I was standing in line at the bank. There was a particularly long line that day for whatever reason. It was probably because it was, you know, just after 5 p.m. and everyone wanted to get in those precious few minutes between when you get off work and when the bank closes. And it was waiting in this line that the woman who was right in front of me was completely beside herself. She had been waiting for too long, according to her judgment. And so she was fidgeting, looking around, trying to see if there were more tellers available, trying to see if there's any way we could speed things along, trying to see if there's a way to get this show on the road. And then finally, when at last it was her turn to go forward and to approach the counter, she grumbled and she complained as she went. And then when she finally got to the counter, it turned out she wasn't ready. She hadn't filled out her deposit slip. She hadn't endorsed her checks. She hadn't even decided how much she should take out in cash or if she should just deposit the whole thing. All that waiting and all that time, and she wasn't ready. Well, as you know, there are many things that we just have to wait for. We have to wait in line at the bank, wait to be served in the restaurant, wait for the package that you ordered, wait for your report card, wait for your paycheck, wait for the weather to get better, wait for the harvest, wait for Christmas morning. And waiting is not easy. But you would think, after waiting for a very long time, that for something, that we would finally be ready for it when the time comes. And so Zephaniah, in our text, after he had pronounced judgment and exile upon the people in Judah and Jerusalem throughout the book, and after he had pronounced judgment on the enemies of Judah, and after he had predicted the conversion of the Gentiles, Zephaniah makes a proclamation. He makes a proclamation of restoration and a proclamation of joy for the people of Judah. And he says, "On that day." And of course, like all the good prophets, Zephaniah doesn't bother to tell us or to tell them which day. And so even though the people of Israel will suffer in exile, and even though the temple and the city of Jerusalem will lie in ruin, so that it is said that sheep were once grazing in the temple mount where before they were sacrificed on the altar, and even though the people will groan under the weight of the Babylonian captivity, nevertheless, Zephaniah says, "On that day." On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion, let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will exult over you with loud singing on that day." And so they waited. They waited for that day, for the joy that would come that day. Well, as you know, there are many things that we just have to wait for. But this is not one of them. Even though there are days when we feel like outcasts, like exiles, even though there are days when we are ridiculed by our enemies, even though there are days when the waters rise, when we fear the worst, Zephaniah's proclamation of hope and redemption for the people of Judah is a proclamation of our reality now. It is our now. We do not wait for this prophecy to be fulfilled because the Christ has come. The old is made new in the person of Jesus, and he has rescued his people from the burden of their sin and condemnation. He has come and he has restored our relationship with God, our Creator. And so now we walk in his grace and his truth. This is the now for us, As we walk in baptism and a new identity in Christ Jesus our Lord, and our identity as the children of God. The coming of our Lord Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. Indeed, he is in your midst as Emmanuel, God with us, who has saved you with his death on the cross. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. And as his innocent children, purchased by his blood and washed with his baptism, he rejoices over you with gladness even now. He quiets you with his love, and he exults over you with loud singing. This is now. God rejoices over you. And so the coming joy for the people of Judah is our joy now. So then, why do we still struggle with waiting? Well, this is now, but this is also not yet. Now all things are new in Christ Jesus, but Jesus shall return on the day of the Lord, and the new will become newer. You see, we still live in the not yet, always in that season of Advent, awaiting the final coming of our Lord and Savior. We still see dimly as though through a glass, knowing only in part, but then we shall see face to face. We shall see him face to face on that day. There is a greater joy yet to come on that day. So wait for it, dear friends. Wait for that day. But even as the people of Judah had to wait for that day, wait for the coming of Christ in his first advent, this did not stop Zephaniah from calling on them to rejoice in the present. And so he said, "Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem." Even though the exile and tragedy stood between these people of Judah and that day, the joy of the coming Christ could not be contained, and so it breaks forth in its anticipation. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. The King of Israel, the Lord is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil on that day. How can the people of God do anything but rejoice? And so it is with us. You see, the coming joy of that day, the great and glorious day of the Lord, cannot be contained on that day, but it breaks forth into the present. It breaks forth into right now. The coming joy of that day is our joy now, even as we wait. Even as we sit in anticipation of the advent of our King. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. So wait for it. Wait for that day, and let the coming joy of that day be your rejoicing now. Amen. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and keep your minds with Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.